matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Good morning, Tamara. All right, let's talk about you and Harry. What's the story here?
Well, I stood him up. I did. I know, honestly, that's the story. I mean, we were supposed to go out last week to this big, like, tasting thing, and I had to cancel at the absolute last minute. And so, of course, now he's not talking to me. And I can't even blame him. I feel horrible. But, you know, getting ghosted is making me feel even more horrible. It's just, it's not good.
Well, that is remarkably straightforward.
Yes, and actually, though, a very solid starting point.
It is. So, all right, so how deep of a hole are we in on this, you think? Was this a first date or...
No. I mean, I don't think I'd be as attached if I hadn't, you know, seen him before. I mean, we went on it like a few little dates here and there. I'm not too sure actually where we are right now. I mean, well, besides single parents, I mean, that's a big thing that we have in common. You know, his kids are around the same age as my daughter and they're in the same church group. And that's actually where we met.
Not bad. All right. And so when you were out on the other dates, a note to report? I mean, I'm assuming things are moving in a positive direction for a while.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, really positive, you know. And I think that really helps having somebody in a similar spot. You know, I mean, I swear, if you're dating and you've got a kid, the only way that's going to work is if you also find a man who has children. I mean, otherwise, they never understand that the kids need to come first. I mean, sure, some guys will say that they get it, but no, Harry actually does. And I think he's a great dad, you know, very involved. So I think that's one of the things that I really most appreciate about him.
And mutual interests, that's always good.
I don't know that I'd classify kids as a mutual interest, but that's fine.
Okay, Tamara. All right, so what happened on the night you ditched him? It must have been, I'm assuming, serious for you to cancel like you did.
I know, it was, and I hated it. I really did. It was just, I mean, it was kind of just unavoidable.
Yeah, what was the story on that? There was a food thing or something?
Food thing? Oh, yeah. No, that's the event itself, yeah.
Oh. I mean,
it was like restaurants coming together for a tasting deal.
Right.
An open bar. There were some bands. I mean, oh, I would have been there in a second if I could. But I had my daughter all set up to do a sleepover with one of her best friends down the street. And I was literally about to load everything up in the car when her mom calls and says, not to bother. I mean, you know, kids are always sick. And the friend got, I don't know, allergies from hell or came down with a cold or flu, but whatever it was, it was bad enough to cancel. And so that, of course, meant I had to cancel him, too.
Yeah, so now no other options.
Yeah.
You got to call it off.
Right, exactly. I mean, you don't have a backup plan, you know?
No,
I mean, there's no babysitter is just, like, on standby. And so my family isn't from around here. So if she were maybe a year or two older, I mean, I might have been a little bit more comfortable leaving her alone. But she's 12, you know?
Yeah.
So it's too early, and it stinks, because I know she was upset because her plans had been canceled, too. So I was trying to think of something fun for her, you know, while calling Harry to give him the bad news. And keep in mind, it's less than 2 hours' notice than I'm giving him. So
I know,
obviously not very happy, but
sure.
I truly think some of that was because he thought I was lying.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, I think he thought I was making up an excuse or something, like I didn't want to go, which is not true and honestly very upsetting.
Hey, do you know if he'd already bought the tickets? I mean, was he out money on this?
Yeah,
I mean,
an event like that. Ooh, it can't be
you
cheap.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you what they would have cost, but I know he got them from work, thankfully.
Oh, so nice.
I mean, that doesn't really make it any better. Does it? I don't know. I mean, maybe that does make it a tiny bit better, but I don't know anymore. But,
yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm hoping that you can help me smooth all of this, over, you know. I mean, I really do feel awful about the whole thing, and I hate thinking that he's got the wrong idea.
So let the explaining begin, gang. All right, we'll call Harry and see if we can cool things off. That's next on Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
All right, so when Tamara met Harry today,
nice.
It sounded like a great thing. They're both single parents, and Tamara knows all too well that that's so important when you're on the dating scene, because you
that.
Need someone who understands what's going on.
Because life comes up.
Yes.
Right?
Well, until life comes up.
Because yes.
It sounds like Harry did not understand.
No.
So I'm not
at
sure
all.
What's at play here. But I do think that we can smooth things out for her. So let's just get Harry on the phone and find out. Hey, is this Harry?
Yes, this is. Who's this?
Hey, Harry, we're Frito and Katie from Y100. How's it going?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, kind of random, but let us explain. So we are a radio show, and we're calling you with this date package that we give away. So you essentially get this fantastic night out. We'll pay for everything, and it's all thanks to the woman who entered you to win it. Now, she's important because that's the person you're required to take on the date with you. If you want it, you got to go out with Tamara.
Tamara.
Yeah, she got in touch with us and thought that this might help ease a little bit of the tensions between you two. We actually have her on the other line.
Yeah. Sorry, I wanted you to know how sorry I am and how badly I feel about this whole thing. I should have explained myself better, and I know that I gave you the basics, but I'm worried that you just really thought I wanted to blow you off and stay home with Kimber, which I swear it was not an excuse. I really wanted to go with you, but obviously I was put in a real bind. And I mean, this is weird, I know, but this might be a nice do-over, don't you think?
Well, hey, Tamara. I mean, it's not that I didn't believe you. I just thought the whole thing was pretty lame. That's all.
Okay. Well, Harry, you have kids, right? She told us that. So you more than anyone should understand, like, where she was coming from.
Yeah, I mean, it's not her fault her kid's friend got sick. Plans change.
Yeah, you gotta be flexible.
Right. You know, I get that. I just feel like the whole situation was weird. Like, did she fill you in on any of that?
Any of what?
Yeah, like,
what are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know what's so weird about staying overnight with a friend. I mean, are you one of those people that doesn't allow their kids to do sleepovers? Because I am friends with a parent.
Got it.
No. What was it that you guys were planning on doing?
Well, I mean, the girls had planned to stay up late and stream Taylor Swift's new album. I mean, stay up as long as they could, you know, eat snacks, that sort of thing. And poor Kimber, she was so excited. We just decided to do that at our own house.
Okay.
Keep going.
Keep going. Where? With what? I mean,
sounds
that's
like a
it.
Plan.
Okay. What happened the next day?
What exactly is your problem with all of this?
You just want to get to it?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the fact that you let your preteen daughter skip school to stream an album for 12 hours?
And
what was it?
You said
midnight to noon or something? Just so she could bask in the glow of billionaire angst or whatever?
That's
good grief.
Right.
I mean, you're acting like she was the only one that did this. And I don't know how to tell you, but millions of people did that very same thing.
That makes it worse for me.
Like, good grief.
Like, I mean, please know, I'm only saying this because you were concerned about it. Your daughter, she's hardly a straight-A student, and that, I mean, she definitely shouldn't be skipping school just so what, she can listen to a Kim Kardashian diss track or whatever. Like, and I get it that you want to have fun with your daughter, but you've got to be a parent. That kid needs to be going to school. I'm sorry.
Okay, so way to take my words and twist them around, which I really don't appreciate. So whatever you're insinuating here, Kimber, she may not be at the top of her class, but she is hardly falling behind and having trouble keeping up. Kids miss school, which is fine. I mean, a day off here and there means absolutely nothing in the scheme of things. I mean, you're over here acting like that one day was the key to her leading some successful life or something. And now she's what, doomed? I mean, she'll just die broke and alone?
Like a tortured poet, you might say.
I'm not trying to send that kind of message to my child. I mean, of course you can take days off. And I mean, okay, there was a bit of peer pressure amongst her friends, sure, probably. But like you said, I'm the parent, and sometimes what your kid needs is going to go against public opinion, okay? okay? And I would do it again. I would. I'll tell you that much right now.
Okay.
You know as well as I do, these kids are never in school. They're off again tomorrow, for crying out loud.
Well,
they don't
true.
Get enough time in the classroom as it is. You don't need to be adding to that by pulling your kid out so she can listen to a CD drop. Like, maybe if you put a little bit more emphasis on her education, she'd be doing better in the first place.
Wow. Look, I really would appreciate it if you'd kindly stop talking about my daughter, okay? Because Mama Bear is going to come out here in a few minutes, and I'm telling you, it's not going to be pretty. We do value education in our house. Not that I have to justify my behavior or decisions to someone like you, but these kids, they've got it rough. And I'm sorry for trying to bond with my child during a really challenging part of both of our lives.
Say whatever you need to make yourself feel better. But the bottom line here is you let your child stay home to binge a sucky album.
Get it, Harry. Hang
on.
Like the album.
Hang
same
on.
Thing
like
as letting a kid skip so they can watch a season of The Dragon on HBO. Or
no.
It sends the wrong message. And in my opinion, it's bad parenting.
I mean, this is why she sold a billion albums. Her music resonates with people, and we can relate, and men really do duck.
And all those people, I'm not dating this woman. I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for the time today, guys. We appreciate it.